Chapter 24. Gavin waited for a long time there, leaning on the wall until the tears had passed and he was sure his father wasn't coming back. He measured three hands over and two hands up. He licked his finger and marked a spot. It had all been for this, the days of misery and starvation, the carefully calibrated fight with his father. This was where the Luxon was sealed. He'd needed the open slot in order to locate the seal, and he'd needed to make his father angry enough that he wouldn't soon return, otherwise Gavin might start his attempt and have his father interrupted before he could bring it to fruition. But now came another bad part. He ate as much bread as still remained in the cell. Eating would be misery for a while after this. Facing his father had been the worst, but Dazen had made this prison well, and Blue Luxon is harder than fingernail. Harder than a fist. "What are you doing?" the dead man asked. He hadn't spoken in some time. Gavin said nothing, taking deep breaths, bracing himself. He measured carefully. With a pinky, he stretched his lip back, and before he could think more, he slammed his face against the wall. He shook his head. His lip was bloody and swollen. The dead man was baffled. "I told you if you want to kill yourself," Gavin slammed his face against the wall again. It took five more attempts to loosen his dog tooth. He wobbled it back and forth, his eyes streaming tears, and finally ripped it out with a cry. It slipped from spit and blood-slick fingers. It bounced on the Blue Luxon, and with his depth perception ruined by having only a single eye, Gavin swiped frantically and caught it from the air before it could plunge down the waste hole. He stood strong, bloodied, body broken, but determined, defiant. Blue Luxon is stronger than fingernails or fists, but enamel is stronger still, and spirit supreme. Gavin took the dog tooth between bloody fingers, and like the lone mad beast he was, he started chewing at the wall.